the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone plays for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with Bing Crosby and his guests, John Charles Thomas and Al Jolson. Tonight, Blue of the Night is different. As a matter of fact, our whole show is different. Tonight, we'll take you back to a golden romantic era of the American theater and revive the melody, romance, and gaiety of the good old minstrel days. We now present John Charles, Al, and Bing as N-Men and Funmakers. Together with John Scott Trotter and his world-renowned silver cornet band and the entire ensemble. Gentlemen, be seated. And now, for your enjoyment and edification, the commercial. Mr. Bones,
you got the wrong boy. It's Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones, who was that lady I saw you with last night?
That was no lady. That was my new Philco part of her.
Oh, I thought you were with your girl.
Oh, she sure is smart. She's a beauty, a real powerhouse. She pulls in distant stations, even plays on planes and trains without any special area.
Your girl?
Oh, my Philco part of her. She's so handy and compact, never any bother to carry around.
Your girl?
No, my Philco part of her. Now, how are we going to sell radios with you talking about women all the time? And I tell you, Mr. Interlocutor, on a beautiful evening when I feel in a romantic mood, I like to go down by the river and watch that yellow moonlight shimmering across the water. And who do you think is snuggled right there beside me?
Your Philco portable?
That's what it says here, but confidentially, it's my girl.
Mr. Bones Crosby will now sing that hilarious ditty made famous by the immortal Burt Williams entitled Nobody.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I'm filled with naught but pain, who fools my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. And when winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says that here's half a dollar, go get yourself something to eat? Nobody. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never done nothing to nobody no time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody, no time. Now when summer dawns, all cool and clear, my friends see me drawing near, Who says, come on in, Jackson? Have a glass of beer. Nobody. When all day long things go amiss, when I go home to find me a little bliss, who hands to me a glowing kiss? Not a soul. Ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody no time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody, no time.
Hey, Mr. Thomas.
Yes, Mr. Interlocutor.
Mr. Thomas, I wish to caution you regarding a very personal matter. You should pull the shades down in your house at night.
Why should I pull the shades down?
Well, I walked by your place last evening, and there you were sitting in the window with your wife on your lap, and you were hugging and kissing each other.
It jokes on you. I wasn't home last night.
Mr. Interlocutor,
yes?
You look kind of worried this evening.
Well, Sugarfoot, I am worried. I'm afraid there's going to be another big depression and everybody will be out of work.
Well, in case like that, I know the solution. I know just what to do.
Well, what would you do, Sugarfoot?
Well, if there was a depression, I'd take all the women in the world and I'd put them right here in the United States. Right here.
I see.
If then I'd take me all the men in the world, and I put them over there in Europe. And they'd be working all the time.
Working all the time? What would they be doing?
Building boats.
Mr. Bone.
Yes, sir.
Why are you standing over there shaking your head in such a negative manner?
I just made up my mind. I ain't never going over to my aunt's house no more.
Why, your aunt's a very charming lady. Why aren't you going over to her house anymore?
You got such funny ideas about holidays.
Holidays? What do you mean?
Well, on Columbus Day, she made me sail three little bitty boats around the bathtub. And on George Washington's birthday, she made me go out and chop down a cherry tree. And on Christmas, she made me dress up like a reindeer. You won't catch me going to her house come Easter.
Why not?
I ain't going to lay no eggs for nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dixieland Trio, Mr. Al Jolson, Mr. John Charles Thomas, and Mr. Bing Crosby, will now render a tune that is now sweeping the country.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea.
It rained all night today, I left the weather, it was dry.
The sun's so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Oh, I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna dear a-coming down the hill.
The buckwheat cake was in her mouth.
The tear was in her eye. There's eyes a-coming from the south. Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, that was excellent. I'm sure everybody enjoyed it to the utmost.
Well, I know one thing. I didn't like it.
Man, you remind me of a frog. That's what you remind me of, a toad frog.
What kind of frog?
Toad frog.
Toad frog? Yes. What do you mean? I'm a toad frog.
All mouth, brother. All mouth.
Now listen here, crooner.
What's this here?
Now listen here.
What are you talking about?
The last time I saw a mouth like yours, there was a fish hook in it.
Keep it up, Dad. Keep it up. I'm going to walk over there and I'm going to knock that bump right off your head.
Brother, let me tell you something. There ain't no bump on my head.
I'm going to put one there and then knock it off.
Well, there's only one thing I want to know.
What's that?
If you walk over here,
yeah,
and hit me on the head,
yeah,
how you going to get back?
I don't know.
Gentlemen, there's no reason for this infraction between you two. Now, Mr. Crosby, please take your seat. Take your seat.
Yes, son. Put it down while it's still in good condition.
Mr. John Charles Honey Lips Thomas will now sing that perennial favorite, Wine to Heaven.
Wine to Heaven. By the heaven, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna leave this world of woe. I can travel to the kingdom of my Lord. How the seven, count 11, I'm going there, I'm going there, I'm gonna find the golden stair. Leave the devil and his rabble, I'll pay my soul's reward. And ah, there walks me while I snow. In Jerusalem land, and all those honey rivers flow. In Jerusalem land, I go, you go, all of us go to the Lord's baptizing. I know, wash me white as a driven snow. In Jerusalem land. Sheep want to come home to Jordan. Hell for the goats and the hell I'm deep. Devil's gang don't never sleep. All ourselves are wandering. Go on to come home to Jordan. Go on to come home to Jordan. And all they'll give me raiment new. In Jerusalem land, a turkey red and calico blue. In Jerusalem land, feed on possum and taters too. Break those drafts of a hand with you. Lots for me and some for you. In Jerusalem land. To heaven, flying high, I'm flying high, right through the top seat in the sky, rising through you, to receive my soul's reward. Half a seven, come 11, come on along, come on along, come on and join that sailor song. And yeah, howdy do ya, hallelujah, in the kingdom of
Thomas, that was sung with feeling and sincerity.
Yes, dear Lockett, I've seen my duty and done it.
But I would like to point out that Mr. Crosby and Mr. Jolson were very rude. I distinctly saw them sticking their tongues out at you while you were singing.
Now, just a minute here. I wasn't sticking my tongue out at Mr. Thomas. I was sticking my tongue out at Mr. Jolson.
And as they say in French, vice versa.
I can't understand you two. You're always quarreling and bickering. I want you to apologize immediately.
Apologize to that? Why, he's so dumb he'd pour hot water down a hen's mouth to make her lay hard-boiled eggs. That's what he did.
Wait a minute, son. Wait a minute. I see you trying to do the same thing.
What
is? With a rooster.
Get away, man. Man, you are uneducated, almost to the point of stupidity.
Well, look who's talking.
I'm talking.
Look who's talking.
Yes, I am.
Where did you ever go to school?
I went to school way up on a hill.
What school was that?
High school.
Oh, my. I got very good marks, too, brother.
Teacher's pet? Well, some of them did.
So you are a smart man, huh?
You are so right.
Well, if you are so smart,
yes.
Let me hear you spell... Nibby, nibby. Got him there. Let me hear you spell Mississippi.
You mean the state or the river?
Oh, now let me. Man, you definitely must have gone to school during recess. That's the only time.
I went hunting when I was supposed to go to school. I'm a big hunter.
You're a hunter?
Biggest kind of hunter.
Biggest kind of hunter. Oh, man, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
I'm waiting,
talk
it.
Got your butt in your mouth. You is talking now to the man who went duck hunting on a big lake in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Just a minute. Ain't no lake on the Sahara Desert.
Right. This big flock of ducks came flying in and lit on this big lake on the Sahara Desert.
Ain't no lake on the Sahara Desert.
Now, wait a minute.
No lake?
Don't corrupt me, please. Don't corrupt me.
Ain't no lake there, no.
Well, just as I came to the lake, the temperature dropped 80 degrees, and it froze the duck's feet right in the lake.
Oh, now, you ain't going to tell me you walked out on that ice and picked up the ducks with your hands.
Well, I started to go for the ducks, but when they seen me coming, they up and flew away, canned ice with them. And that's why to this day, there ain't no lake in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Mr. Sugarfoot Jolson and Mr. Bones Crosby blend their mellifluous voices as they serenade you in a group of songs of great warmth and beauty.
What kind of voice is that mellifluous voice?
In the evening by the moonlight, you could hear those voices singing. In the evening by the moonlight, you could hear them banjos ringing. How the old folks would enjoy it. They would sit all night and listen as we sang in the evening by the moonlight.
Hear the bells, won't you hear the bells? Day is ringing on, glory on the land, hallelujah. Don't you hear the bells, don't you hear the bells? Day is ringing on, glory on the land.
How the old folks would enjoy it. They would sit all night and listen as we sang in the evening by the moonlight. Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me.
starlight and dewdrop are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, lift while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. The candlelight are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash.
Crosby, I understand that you've taken up art. Is that right?
I'm a big painter now, yes, sir. I just finished a painting of a decayed apple.
Was it good?
Yes, sir. Everybody says it was the rottenest thing they ever seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dixieland Trio step forward again, this time to show their operatic talents. They will now render the difficult and impressive selection from the Barber of Seville, Figaro.
Life can be wonderful, right in my living room. I know the reason. You got a DeFilco, I got a Philco. That is the reason. Wonderful Philco, always in season. Good any season, what is the reason? Philco is pleasing, Philco is pleasing. We both agree, yes we agree, we like a Philco.
Philco! Philco, 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 that's all you know, just Philco. It may be great, but I think I'll wait and still have fun without the 1201, not 1201. Who needs a Philco? Who needs a Philco? Who needs a Philco? I don't.
John, you don't know what you're saying.
Hey,
Philco.
So what?
Wait a minute, John.
Hey,
Philco. You can't say that.
So what? Philco, buy it. Philco's grand. Philco's great. Give it a hand. Philco's this. Philco's that. I'm convinced. Where is my hat?
Here, it's enough. Oh,
we'll be going. Hail, Archie Paul.
What's the matter, boys? Too fast for you?
Well... all I can say is, you could have waited for us.
Mr. Sugarfoot Jolson will now sing a song that will live forever, the unforgettable Mammy.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're all alone. Here's what you'll keep saying when you're far from home. Mammy, Mammy, the sun shines east, sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, my little Mammy, my heart strings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm a coming. Hope and trust that I'm not late. No. Mammy, my little Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My Mammy, oh. Mammy, my little Mammy, your sun shines east and it shines west. I know where the sun shines best. It's all my Mammy I'm talking about. Nobody else's. My little Mammy. My heart strings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy. Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, Lord, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My Mammy.
Grand finale by the entire ensemble.
I'm Alabama bound. Beetle heebie-jeebies hanging round.
Just gave me the second man on earth. All I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth.
Just hear that choo-choo sound. Right
over the tomb we go there. Cover ground. And then we'll holler so the world will know. Here we go. We're Alabama.
Well, I guess it's time for us to lay our tambourines aside and run over and see the Jolson story. Thanks, John Charles and Al and the Ken Darby group. I enjoyed your visit very much.
Nice to see you again, Bing. By the way, where did you get all those jokes tonight?
Oh, I had them in my Philco freezer for years. I think they thawed out rather nicely, though.
Say, Bing, by the way, being an old minstrel man, I want to know something.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get that banjo player for the show? He sure was hot.
A banjo player?
Yes, that's like an old timer.
That's Mr. Perry Big Body, our guitar player. What I want to know is where he got that banjo.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'll bet Fred Allen and Ashton Stevens enjoyed the plink box.
I enjoyed myself.
You left an it out there, didn't you, Al? You're a smash, Al.
Where did I get my own show? That's all I want, Al.
Al, you were a smash, and you too, John Towns.
Yep.
Next week, folks, Pocatello, Idaho.
That's the Grand Opera House.
And Bing, see you in the parade with the red suit.
Okay.
Good night, folks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week to hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Charioteers, Kit Henderson, and Peggy Lee. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.